This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I tweeted out last night. This caught a lot of people by surprise. Many people shocked. I've never had pot roast.
Wow.
What? I don't even know what it is.
You know what pot roast is?
Mm-mm.
The big meat in the bowl. With the,
so do you
with
eat it out of a bowl? Or is it something you eat off a plate?
Well,
off a plate?
It's not a prison meal.
Well, I don't know what it is. I don't know what pot roast is. I've never had.
You make it in the pot, then you cut. It's something like a turkey.
No.
You make it. It's big. It's a big piece of meat, and then you cut it up and put it on your plate.
It's roast beef, I believe. It's the same beef you would make for roast beef, but you cook it in a big pot in water with vegetables and whatever. When it comes out, it's extremely tender.
So it's like a stew?
Well, no, because you
remove
the meat.
White people cook it in water. We cook it in broth. Black people cook it in broth with season.
Note to self, pass on Deborah's pot roast.
We put more flavor on our pot roast. He's talking about
cooking
in water.
What are you doing? How come there's a big ice bag here? Oh, I'm getting the seasoning ready for the pot roast.
You make it boiled roast. We make pot roast.
Yeah, I've never. You have pot roast?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah,
numerous times.
Yeah, I have a pressure cooker at home, so every now and then, you know, you get a little cutesy with it. A little pot roast.
Is it
in
a
there.
Pressure cooker, or you just said you cook it in a pot on the stove?
You can. You could also do it in a pressure cooker. You could also do it. You could do it several different ways.
Well, then, what makes it a pot roast? If you're not cooking it in a pot, what makes it a pot roast?
I don't know what this pressure cooker crap he's talking about. It's cooked in the oven.
Yeah, there's just other ways to cook it.
Oh, it's not stovetop? No. I thought the way you were describing it, I thought it was like stove, like on a stovetop,
no.
And it was in a pot.
Right, I don't know. He has designing. He has designing on his pot roast. I don't, Hawk. I send you my recipe. I don't know what this fella's talking about.
Well, I've never made it.
Is the key ingredient. Jimmy, you ever have pot roast?
Yeah, I have. Not often, but I have. It's okay.
Yeah, we knew we were getting that answer from Jimmy. Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Maybe once.
I didn't
twice.
Say I didn't know.
Maybe once.
But that's what gave off.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. I don't want to take a hard stand on this.
You know.
All right, let's get headlines from Solana.
You've probably had pot roast, Hawk. You just didn't. You didn't know you were. Nah, having
I wouldn't.
It.
I wouldn't know it.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Hmm. It's like
all right. Well, then that, I'll take it a step further because this is gonna blow your mind because you said it's like roast beef. I've never had roast beef.
You've never had roast beef.
I've never had a roast beef sandwich. I've never had roast beef.
How? You're 70.
It doesn't seem appealing. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know. If I was going to have meat, a hamburger seems appealing to me. Like, roast beef. I don't know. It doesn't sound appealing. Mm. Nothing about it. Pot roast. Like, it. I don't know. None of it sounds appealing to me.
It's beef, though, with flavor and juices and veggies and...
Right, because I've had Italian beef, and I don't know how that compares to roast beef, but, like, you know, Portillo's is famous for Italian beef, but I don't know how that compares to roast beef.
Hmm.
Ugh, I don't know. I've never been to have a Portillo's Italian beef, but it's kind of like beef stew, but the meat's not chunked.
You don't like roasted peanuts?
Love roasted peanuts.
I like it.
And you like beef. I know that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Roast beef. I don't know. It just sounds.
So you like beef, but the roast turns you off.
No, I don't really like the word beef, to be quite honest. I really didn't. It's not that appealing. I make the exception for Italian beef, but I don't know, beef sounds like one of Jimmy's categories.
That's for sure on his OnlyFans.
Never gone to Arby's? Not like a roast beef sandwich?
Right, so I've been to Arby's. I've never had the roast beef sandwich, though.
It's a good move, though.
The potato cakes.
Don't ever get the roast beef sandwich at Arby's.
I mean, that's pretty much what they're known for, though.
Yeah, but nah.
I would tell you, eat pot roast before roast beef.
I don't want a big
soup. It's a steak. It's pot. A juicy steak.
Yeah, but I know how a steak is cooked, and it's not in a pot with water.
But it doesn't use, Zana uses water. I use bouillon and broth.
What about ground beef?
Got a beef.
Ground beef.
A beef boiler.
You don't need any of Giannis's favorite meal?
Ground beef.
Oh, somebody says, what about a French dip? I have had a French dip. So is that a roast beef sandwich?
Yeah, that's beef.
Well, I prefer it when it's called French dip. It sounds classy. Doesn't sound like a big hunk of roast beef on a bread.
On the bread.
You dip it in the au jus.
Oh, I like an au jus.
That's delicious. You boil your beef, huh, Solana?
Yeah, you can make beef.
Like, you heat up water with meat in it, that's boiling.
Yeah, you can make beef. You can make chicken. You can make any of that. You could just throw it in a pot, cook it. I do it in the pressure cooker.
With water.
All the time with water. Obviously, you season everything. But yeah, of course you can.
That's nasty.
Why?
When times were tough at the Solana house, they would use Zephyr Hills. And when things got better, they started using Evian.
Why is that nasty, though? If you're gonna put sauce on a steak, or if you're going to put... You could season whatever it is. I'm with you, by the way. I probably... Really, my fiance cooks. She'll probably use bone broth, chicken broth, or something like that, rather than water. But you can use water. What's the difference?
There's a big difference. There's no flavor in it.
Flavor.
But
there's
season,
a huge difference.
Season,
I mean,
the water.
What's the difference if you put water in your cereal or milk in your cereal? I mean, there's a difference.
I'm used to it.
Man, I got to Florida, and the first time I ever saw somebody take the chicken straight out the plastic and put it on the grill, and I was like, what is going on, man? I thought I was in a punk video. I was like, man, there's
that
no
sounds,
chance.
That sounds good to me. I'm not going to lie.
And it was a Caucasian coach, and yeah, I'm looking around like,
chicken.
What? There's nothing you're going to put on this chicken? It's just heat and meat? I don't want heat and meat.
You threw it in a sandwich, would have tasted fine. Would have been good.
Yeah, season the bread.
Keep you eating your meat. Man, I need some seasoning.
One other note from Mike McDaniel's press conference, Jalen Waddle.
My wife said to me before the show, how are you going to get out of all this Tua nonsense today? I said, I'm going to make up something about pot roast, see where it goes. No, I'm being serious. I've never had it. But I think I tweeted that out last night on Ambien. I don't know where that came from.
You never had pot roast?
No. No.
Tiny come cook for you. Hire me as your chef for a week.
Nothing would make me happier than to go downstairs after the show and to have you cooking in the kitchen.
You about to eat some shepherd's pie. I know that much.
I like shepherd's pie. Can you make shepherd's pie?
Man, I make a hell of a shepherd's pie.
Oh, make me a shepherd's pie for the holidays.
I got you. What veggies you want in it? I use carrots, greens, peas, lima beans, right there between the meat and the potatoes.
Everything but the greens.
You don't like greens?
Are you talking about collard greens?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't collard? Okay, no greens.
Check if they have, you always eat those salmon packets. Check if they have.
Love my salmon packet.
Like a pot roast packet. Then maybe you'll be inclined to try it.
It just doesn't sound appealing, does it? Pot roast. Oh, I'm going to take a big roast. I'm going to simmer it in a pot. Like what? You're going to do what?
And you let it cook for a long time. It softens the meat up. It's tender.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I showed you the texts that came in at 2 o'clock, just eviscerating me about Tua. And I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I showed you the texts that have been coming in since 3 o'clock that are eviscerating me over a pot roast. But that I don't mind.
Pot roast is delicious.
Fat pastrami, right? Hawk.
I'm one of the few Jews that doesn't love a pastrami on rye. Oh, I've had pastrami, but yeah, Jews love a pastrami. Deli mustard.
Katz's deli.
Yeah. Dr. Brown's black cherry soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know then what I'm talking about, Crowder, right?
Yeah. Miss Booker. I don't know why I said that.
My mishpuch.
Then you take the grease out of the pot roast, and then you make your roux with flour and mix it up. Now you got gravy. Oh, my goodness, for the pot roast. Now people are texting me. Yeah, yeah. You can make gravy from the meat fat. I'm going to come cook for you, Hawk.
All right. I'm in.
I just dump my Dasani out right into the drain once I'm done cooking.
I've gotten as much out of this water as I could.
They're boiling meat all day.
I hate when people say you can't taste the difference in water, by the way. Like if I pour you a glass of Evian.
I can't.
Yeah, it's just not true. It's not true. If I pour you a glass of Evian and I pour you a glass of Dasani, you would 100% taste the difference.
And my son will not drink Dasani.
Dasani's made in a lab. It's created.
Come on.
Look it up.
Oh, whatever.
They put the H and the O's together with two H's and an O and they make water.
Old wives' tale. Yeah, you probably believe there's drones everywhere you look up.
There is. They got their eye on me.
RFK is going to make Dasani illegal.
Look it up. Dasani, and there's no Dasani River. There's no Dasani Falls. It's created.
That's why I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.